Item number four, subdivision and rezoning 431 Haney Street, DASZ 14/2012. And I have Silver, Pekaninchuk, and Milan Stepik. Are you together? Did you wish to come up? You're both in support, so... So there is a letter of objection by Mr. Robert France, who's the son of the lady who owns the property next door. Have you consulted with him?
Well, yes. I speak with him before I start the subdivision. He said he don't want to do nothing now, but after that I speak with him and he said for me, yes, but as long as he can subdivide, but not the, our subdivision, not this subdivision. In this case, like the city said, even the land survivor, they take all the measurements. There is any kind of my subdivision affect to his subdivision. He can subdivide any time.
Which address is that guy?
The one to the north.
417.
Okay.
Kind of the second one north, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's one in between.
Yeah.
Oh, the one with the long, yeah, okay, I see.
With the long...
that connects to Sam's, the long lot.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else to add?
But like a public property, and I start to clean, and now I clean it, but it's not a bush.
Is there an understanding with the subdivision servicing costs? Does the applicant understand that there are some costs?
Well, yes, before I do the any kind of, I was with the city and all this for the cost, everything, and they support everything. Almost newcomer, and I don't know all this one. And I first go to the city to ask to allow me, and after that I start to be.
It appears to be a fairly wooded area. Is there any possibility as you develop that any of the trees can be saved or?
I try, like if I subdivide, I would try to save the wood as much as I can, because I like. Well, more wood, even like we have like a special, I made special food for deer or some rabbit or stuff. In this case, if I subdivide, I will save wood as much as I can, because it's hard to wait. Some wood, you know, grow up like that 10, 15 years. I already have wood.
Yeah.
because it's on private property, there's no boulevard trees that appear to be in the way of the approach. Yeah. There may be some lot grading required, and so you may have to change the grade, and you may lose some trees. But we'll try to save what you can.
So would a plan come back here, or a plan would just go to the department for a permit?
Yeah, just to the department. It would go to water and waste, the lot grading plan, and, and zoning and permits issue a house permit based on the lot grading plan and the house plans, similar to the non-conforming driveway that went awry.
Councillor, I might add, we've done a series of back splits like this on Salmon's Crescent. In fact, as the applicant has alluded, there is only one left. The same conditions have been applied all the way along the street, and it's a natural progression. The only difference, well, the reason, and they're done administratively generally as short form subdivisions because the zoning is appropriate. I guess in this case there's a minor change in the zoning that caused it to become a DS.
Because of that sliver of land, or what is that?
This whole piece was zoned R1E estate. And the lot he was creating fit better into the R1L large. So the subdivision included a rezoning to the R1L because the lot is of a smaller size that fits in that bulk regulation. Estate lots are generally 20,000 square feet lots.
Okay, so I have some questions related to the letter that Mr. France has sent. The back half of the 417 lot then. It says here he intends to retire to the property, and I'm just wondering, will that affect his ability to sell that back half?
This subdivision?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I can show you the shadow plan.
You showed it to me. Yeah, that's fine.
And I have some tracing paper, and I put on the new lot configuration.
Okay.
And you can see how the backlands of 417 are still, would have complete access to the street. There is going to remain a piece of city land that's like a control strip. So anybody that subdivides 417 will have to do the same as this applicant. They'll have to negotiate with real estate to purchase that piece of land so that they can have access to Salmon.
So he's got a point in here. Given the above, at the very least, an option should be written into the proposed development that if it goes ahead with approval would reduce as much as possible the aforesaid driveway access issue. So he asked a bunch of questions in the previous paragraph about the access to the driveway. Is that an issue as far as you can see?
No, I tried to explain to him on the phone. I can show you the survey plan.
Okay.
He'll only be allowed to take his driveway off this little radius.
Right.
And then Salmon's, this gentleman, here's that piece of city land. He'll have driveway access
anywhere
on there.
Okay.
For almost 60 feet. The 58, 59 foot
box. Okay. Okay.
Kim, does that seem reasonable that there's still lots of driveway access remaining for 417.
Sure. Yep. The minimum standard or the maximum standard driveway width is 5.5 meters or 18 feet.
Oh, sure.
I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to EPC via priority zoning. Just with a couple of comments, though.
There was opposition, so we have to send it to the long standing
property and development. Right, right. Just a couple of comments as I'm approving this. You know, I hope you would work with the neighbor and consult with, and that there can be harmonious relations moving forward and driveway placement and all of those sorts of things, okay?
For sure.
Sir, the time for representation is closed, so we'll just go to the next.
So,
okay, thank you very much for your presentation. We'll ask you to stand down just because we need to make a decision here, sir.
Yeah. So I'm just asking that consultation be ongoing with them and that it doesn't come back here with appeals and all kinds of other things.
Okay, all those in favor? Opposed? Aye. Carried.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.